Good morning, listeners. Here is Eva Schubert with Bohemian Inspiration again. Today's topic, I want to share with you important things mentally strong people do. And as I know, I'm mentally strong as well, I share with you some life experiences of mine and as well the things I know that the other mentally strong people do. So what's the first one? Of course, they move on. They move on, and very, very important for you, if you want to be mentally strong as well, you have to move on. Doesn't matter where you are right now. Doesn't matter what kind of feelings you have. Doesn't matter if you are now in grief. Doesn't matter what kind of situation. My mother always told me, it doesn't matter how many times you will be down. But the most important is that you will stand up again. So remember, mentally strong people don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. Of course, you need to nurture, but after a short period, you stand up again. Secondly, mentally strong people keep control. They don't give away their power. And so, as Winston Churchill said, never, never, never give up. And the same is never give away your power. I tend to do this, and I lost myself. My life experience of moving abroad and start from the beginning was the most challenging I had. And I did not realize at that time when I was end of 20s. And now I know that not giving away your power and keeping control about yourself makes you mentally strong. Embrace your change is the third one. Welcome challenges. The whole life we face challenges. It only depends how we react at these challenges. What's our response to these challenges? And you know that the conflict in our mind or challenges are inevitable and we have to face them. When we don't want to face them, we hide our inner shadow. And it will make us more insecure and more weak. So remember this one. Mentally strong people also stay happy. They don't complain. They are not negative. They don't waste energy with negative people. They don't waste energy on things they really don't matter in their life. What's the fifth one? Mentally strong people are kind. They're fair. They're sincere. And they speak up. They don't please other people. I am saying this because I wanted, yes, I wanted in the past that everybody like me. And of course, it has to do with my past. It has to do with my past during the communism. It has to do with the punishment because of this political situation and my father who lost everything. We started to live in fear. I learned also because what has been told to us and what has been told to us at school that we have to shut up, not speak up and behave. And of course, when you start to please everybody, you are losing totally yourself and you are getting weak. What's next? Mentally strong people invest their energy in the present. They don't dwell on the past. Are you all the time dwelling on the past? I know that a lot of people do. And sometimes my ego wants to catch me and to get me there again, to go in my past, to complain. And it really sucks. It sucks my energy. It's a huge shift to change your thoughts to the present moment. But mentally strong people can do this. Mentally strong people also accept full responsibility for their past behavior. They stop making mistakes over and over again. Remember this. They also celebrate other people's success. They don't resent that success. They don't know what the word jealousy, hate, fear means. And mentally strong people are also willing to fail. They don't give up after failing. And what I already mentioned from Winston Churchill and what he also said, never, never, never give up, because mentally strong people see every failure as a chance to improve. Mentally strong people also enjoy their time alone. They don't fear being alone, who just only want to be a company with the others. It doesn't take time to be alone, to nurture the body, to go in the nature and to listen to the inner voice. It's not strong, it's very weak. And what's the next one? They have staying power. They don't expect immediate results. Everything is going with baby steps. And when we embrace these baby steps, when we embrace our small successes, everything starts to evolve. And from the law of attraction, I can only say that if you stay in your power, don't try to get there, I want, but to get your visualization that you already have it, that you are there, and that you stay all the time in your power, you are mentally very strong. So expand your mental energy wisely. Don't spend time on unproductive thoughts. Think productively. Replace negative thoughts with productive thoughts. And as you already know about me, that I am talking about the universal laws, which are the seventh of them, and one of them is the law of attraction. The thoughts you have make your reality, and your reality makes your life. Keep tuned and speak to you next time. Bye bye.